So he took up modeling the red clay out of the ditch. He took, that's where that Lincoln had, was that red clay out of the bar ditch. And he would to rehab his hand, and he started sculpting things then, and he would put them on his mailbox, and he and the mailman kind of had this game going, and the mailman would come by, and they would talk about his piece, and the mailman would encourage him. And so from there, the mailman introduced him to Grant Forman, who was Oklahoma historian that lived in Muskogee, and he was Boy Scout leader. And so he brought him out one day to meet Dad. He wanted him to meet Dad, and they got him into Bacon. And so that's where he was until he and Mom got married.
Let's go back. You talked about Abraham Lincoln, and you have it right over here. Mm-hmm. That was his, tell me about that.
He did that when he was 13. That was after he had lost his fingers, and he was working in the clay, the red clay. Mm-hmm. He would take that red clay out of the bar ditch and screen it and get all the bigger pebbles out of it to where it was just good clay. And he started that, and that was the first big piece he did. It was Abraham Lincoln, and he did it from looking at Abraham Lincoln's picture on a penny.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty incredible.
So then he might have been 14, 15 years old then by that time.
Yes, probably so.
That creativity had to come oozing out, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He just had to do something.
He had to be a sculptor. That was God's plan for him, was to be a wood sculptor instead of a painter.
And then he must have come up with certain carving tools.
You know, he got a pocket knife somewhere. I don't know. Maybe his mom bought it for him or something. Because when he went to live with his oldest sister, he had his pocket knife somewhere along the way. So, you know, whether he sold pop bottles or whatever he did to get the money to buy a pocket knife. And then chisels, I don't know when he started getting those. Maybe they had some around the house. I don't know that. I don't know about that.
And you told me all this great artwork we have and sculptures, all he used was a pocket knife and a chisel.
Chisels.
All into his adult life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fancy tools that Mm-mm. he could have purchased.
Right.
Maybe to make it easier.
Mm-hmm.
I often wondered, how did he make it so smooth? He must have had number 10.
He had several different chisels. I remember he used a V-gouge for the around the eyes and the mouth, and, you know, so he had a lot of different chisels that he'd come up with, but he just didn't want, the only electrical thing he used was a bandsaw to block out the piece.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say sandpaper.
Lots of sandpaper.
Okay, so he did use mm-hmm. that.
Yes, and he would get it to the point for sanding, and then Mom would sand it a lot for him. She'd do a lot of his sanding for him when she had time, which I don't know when that was, but... Mm-hmm. But she'd set up, I remember, you know, watching her sit in the chair, her chair at night, they'd be watching Bonanza or Gunsmoke or something. And she'd be sanding, and he'd be over, he'd bring, you know, those electrical wire stools, mm-hmm. Heat spools, he brought one of those in, and he'd work on that at night. And he'd be carving, and he had shavings all over the floor and, you know, everything, and Mom would be sanding. So he'd work till, you know, early morning hours, and then he had to get up and go to work.
But his mother was so supportive. That's a key.
She was very supportive.
Key to this story, too, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yes.
And then we should mention again Grant Forman. But didn't he also see his work at the state fairs?
Yes, Dad entered the state fairs. Little carvings. Procter & Gamble had a soap carving competition. And in 1939, I have his award up there, somehow he got word of the Procter & Gamble company having this sculpting from soap contest at the 39 Chicago World's Fair. So Daddy entered that, and he got third place in soap sculpting.
What did he sculpt?
It was a greyhound. There was a man that lived down by Oaktaw that raised greyhounds. They did greyhound racing down around Wainwright. And it was a greyhound chasing a rabbit. And, you know, when the greyhound would get right on the rabbit, then the rabbit would switch and turn, and it showed the greyhound kind of in half trying to get the rabbit. So it was a greyhound chasing a rabbit. But anyway, he won third place at the World's Fair that year.
1939.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It is absolutely amazing.